Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of futures. At Janus Henderson, we are committed to helping you invest in a brighter future for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
I'm Jim Cramer, and you're about to hear a sample taken directly from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
Well, you talked about working furiously on the call Wednesday, but I know you were also working furiously over the weekend on the story you put out yesterday, which kind of examines Super Micro.
Right.
Fell 23% last Friday.
It was the top. I mean, I think that Super Micro, was the market. Now, look, this is nowhere near as proprietary as Blackwell or Grace Hopper.
NVIDIA products.
Yeah. And it is an integrator. I mean, if you look at Dell, look at Broadcom. Broadcom's been down badly, but Dell has not been down that much. I just think that this is a company that should never have been here, okay? But it continued to pre-announce over and over again. People got very excited about the pre-announcement process.
And so when they announced their earnings date without a pre-announcement ahead of that, people got scared. They sold it. But also back to the bonds for a minute, you keep pointing out March 8th as a key date. That was the February payroll number. And wage growth did moderate, but unemployment still still arguably too low.
I mean,
where the Fed has to worry.
I mean, there's just no way. I mean, to me, that number said there's no need for cuts because we are growing this economy like mad.
Yeah.
And I think there's way too much emphasis on even what the Fed says is the chosen number, which is Friday, because you can't get a weak Friday number until you have unemployment. Unemployment is everything to this market, and unemployment in this country is so low. And it's also understated because of 10 million immigrants that have come in that no one wants to talk about. Remember, I asked the Labor Secretary directly how many permits have been given. She would not answer. She wouldn't answer.
And when you get a big sell-off in tech, you're always going to get someone who says it's time to, go neutral on them, equal
weight.
Oh, my
God, did I ever hear that?
UBS, they downgrade the big six, Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft, NVIDIA, to neutral from overweight. But they maintain an overweight rating on Tech Plus, which is tech, but also includes internet retail within discretionary media and services as well. The call here isn't necessarily about valuation or about AI. It's earnings momentum slowing, reversing basically this kind of end of positive revisions in earnings coming to an end. Arguably, it's already happened.
That's Sun Micro, the end of that.
Yeah.
By the way, remember, NVIDIA, the reason why I've liked it all the way up has to do with the fact that when you look at it in retrospect, you sold it at a level that turned out to be between 14 and 16 times.
So this is interesting, NVIDIA. Obviously, horrible day Friday, down 10%. Right. Was up maybe 2%, 3% earlier. Now 1%.
Yeah,
we did have an up opening. We're always talking about being cautious during these big, sell-off, market corrections that we're going through. Be wary of up opens.
Yeah, this
stock
has to go down.
Don't
buy it unless it's down. Start your day with my outlook on the daily market every morning at 10:20 a.m. Visit cnbc.com/morningtake to access all the benefits of being a CNBC Investing Club member.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system up to a 313-mile range and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.